It is time for another in our series of Classic Car Chats with Al, being brought to you by JDR Seeds. And this week, we're bringing in Bruce Kent to talk about his vehicle. Bruce, welcome to our Car Chat program.
Yeah, good to be here, Al.
We've talked about quite a few GM vehicles. This time, we get to talk about a Ford vehicle.
That's right.
Because I know Bruce is a Ford man. I know
that. That's a fact.
And this vehicle, Bruce has all kinds of cars, but the one I want to ask him about is, this one's been in the family for a while. It's a 1964 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible, Bruce.
Yep, Dad ordered it brand new.
First of all, when you say Dad ordered it brand new, this came from Kent Motor Company, which the Kent family for many years was the Ford dealer here in Algona. I remember Kent Motor Company.
That's correct. My grandpa actually started Ford dealership here in Algona in 1928. He ended up building a building over where Farm and Home Real Estate is right now. And it was a two-story building. Of course, it was Model A's at that point. Model T's were coming to an end, so he started Model T's and then it went to Model A's. And it was kind of interesting because it had a two-story building. And of course, now we all know it's a one-story. When they built it, they did that because all the cars were worked on upstairs, taken up with an elevator, and all work was done upstairs, so people just saw the neat showroom down below. So bottom floor was all showroom and offices, and upper was all repairs.
So when did we move to, I remember the Kent Motor Company, I remember, is on the corner of Jones Street, is downtown,
yeah,
Jones where Estate.
The furniture barn of the Algona Furniture Store.
Yep, yep, Hometown Furniture's there now, yeah.
They built, moved into that in 1952.
And so that housed Kent Motor Company for lots of years, and then I know the Taylor family purchased it from
the Kent family. Dean Taylor, Pat, purchased it from us in 1965. That's in Dad ordered. This is a 64, so it was one of the last cars he got in.
So that's how we wound up with a 1964 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible in the family. Kind of interesting, a little bit of Ford history, a little bit of Ford Algona history right there, too.
That's correct. And Grandpa did. He built, Fred Sr. built Universal Manufacturing in 1936, which now does the transfer cases, but it was Universal to everybody around.
Which was an authorized Ford remanufacturer for many years.
That's why they did it. They remanufactured flathead motors. That's why they started it, because that was back in the days of flatheads. V8 flathead Ford.
Oh, yes, the famous Ford flathead V8 engine.
There was, yep, turned 1953, Al. Then they quit making flathead and went to the valve and head. 239 was the first valve and head V8 they made.
So, yeah, so now I see why you're a Ford man, Bruce. It is in the family.
It's deep in the blood here.
Oh, boy,
right.
It is. So let's talk about this classic convertible that you have. I just suspect that it has to be blue.
Yes, it's blue. It's skylight blue is the color. As a matter of fact, I have the original invoice. Dad signed off the transport. And, of course, we have the window sticker listed for $3,624, I think, exactly what it was.
Wow, yeah. You could buy a nice car for a lot less money back then.
That's true, yeah.
Of course, everything else, I guess, was cheaper, too. You know,
yeah.
Kind of matched as well.
Came with a 352 V8 four-barrel on it.
Automatic?
Yes, automatic on the column. Kind of an interesting quick story. Dad had originally ordered a XL390.
Which was a sportier vehicle, bigger engine, sportier.
That was the upgraded Galaxy. So it was the best you could get. It was a sports, more of the performance. And of course, it had bucket seats, floor shift automatic. And Mom got mad at him because she wanted two bench seats because we were still, I was only eight. And we had used it as a family vehicle, so he had to downgrade the order to just a Galaxy 500 with bench seats front and back and with an automatic and a column. So
So Mom won out, and unfortunately it had been worth a very rare car. And it's still a rare car, but even much rarer if it had those options on it.
It would have been much rarer, yep.
The fact that it's been in the family all these generations, it came from the Kent family, one of the original Ford dealers here in Algona. I just think there's a real story behind this car.
It is. And then when my son Wade got married 8-9 years ago, they used it to get from the church to the reception, so it's kind of fun. Got it fired up and did that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's I know it's not as exciting as the Mustangs, but
no, they're more fun.
64 takes me back to the first days when I was driving.
Right.
And I always had a great love. I always thought the 64 Ford was a cool car.
They'd had some body struggle issues, and before that, they started picking it up. 64 was a very nice-looking car.
This one's pretty much original, right? There hasn't been a lot of done with
no,
this car.
No, I changed some wheels, but I kept all the original hubcaps and the original wheels. No, I've got everything for it. Car's only got just about ready to flip 79,000 miles. Put a motor and transmission in it, just keep things running right. Other than that, it's pretty much original car. It is original.
And what I'm finding is on these cars, there's some great stories with them, and there really are a lot of wonderful classic vehicles in Kasuth County in northern Iowa.
There's some good iron around here yet.
There sure is.
People fix it up. Another interesting fact, we moved to Florida in 1964. Right after Dad sold the dealership, we moved down there for a year. He worked with orchards down there. So we actually moved in the car down there with a U-Haul. And that was before the interstate system was complete. So we were back roads almost all the way down and back. We went down and back twice. That's a lot of miles.
And in Florida, you almost need a convertible, don't you? I mean, down there.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the first cars with air conditioning. Dad got an air conditioner in it. It was a floor air conditioner.
Sure.
Before they went up in the dash. It's got a floor-based Ford air conditioner in it on the floor. Amazing. We drove a lot. It'd pull a U-Haul at 80 mile an hour down two lanes. He'd drive them.
Those 352s were kind of old iron workhorses.
Oh, though, yeah. Right? Still a big Y block in it. Yeah, they're a good sized motor.
Fascinating story. Bruce, thanks for sharing the information on your 64 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible.
You bet. Oh, I love it.
All right. Sounds good. That's Bruce Kent with us on our Classic Car Show, Al's Classic Car Chat. And it's being brought to you this time around, once again, as always, by JDR Seeds.